I can hardly believe it. It's another day, another sunny day out here in Dallas, Texas, the center of the universe for all people from Texas. And listen, from coast to coast, it's a joy to be with you again. It's the Lance Wallace Show. I got one very important interview I'm doing right now, especially I've been scheduling this thing for weeks to get it out. You know, you've seen me with Dr. Jordan Rubin. What I love about the ancient nutrition guys is the fact that they're practitioners, they're docs, they're theoreticians, but they're also like experts in their field. And what they do is they make the most powerful case for getting back to a biblical application, a breakthrough, science and technology. I like the link. I like the fact that it's like, you know, with Jordan, he'll be talking about eat this, eat that. And it's like, well, the Bible says that. And then he makes the case. Well, you're about to meet the other half of that dynamic duo, because this is Dr. Josh Axe, who's going to be joining us today. He's a renowned doctor, writer, and a powerful entrepreneur in his own right. So he's going to certainly relate to all of you guys out there and gals that are in my seven mountain world. And he just came out with a book that I think is powerful, because these guys not only teach, you know, eat this, but don't eat that, but this is combining that with think this and don't think that. Now, that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, what the Bible says is, I pray that you may prosper as your soul prospers. Certainly, your physical prosperity, financial prosperity, your spiritual prosperity, and your emotional and mental prosperity are linked. This isn't some kind of touchy-feely positive thinking thing. This is a science. And these guys are the sharpest minds in the psychology of the science of actually overcoming, uniting body, soul, and spirit. Dr. Axe, please join us. Welcome,
hey,
my friend.
Lance, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, this came out, and I'm going to be hearing this first time, like the rest of my audience here. A lot of this came out of your own, like with Jordan. You know, he talked to us about his own battle with cancer and how it pushed him into the urgency of seeking out answers for himself. But I didn't realize you have your own story of having to find the answer for yourself because of the limitation of what happened to you physically. Tell us what happened and how you came about to write a book like this and do this research.
Yeah, well, you know, for many years, I had told the story of my mom beating cancer naturally. My mom had, the first time she was diagnosed with cancer, went through the conventional medical system. And even though she was cancer-free, she had cancer again a second time. We started juicing vegetables, following a biblically-based diet, and reversed her cancer without chemo or any conventional medicine. And so I've told that story for many years. Well, I had a crisis happen a little over a year and a half ago. And this was just probably a year after. I know you visited Jordan and I at our farm and ranch in Tennessee. And I had injured my back lifting weights. And I went in for a really simple procedure, a natural procedure called stem cell and PRP. Well, when I got the injection, something went wrong in my back. The next day I felt worse and then worse and worse. For 3 months, I kept feeling worse. And I thought, well, maybe I just did something wrong. And then one morning I woke up, this was about a year and a half ago, and I couldn't walk. And I thought, well, something is really not right here, of course. And I thought, okay, I got to call an ambulance. So called an ambulance. They came and picked me up, went to get an MRI. And I was living in Puerto Rico at the time. My family had moved there just for a short period of time for some work-related things. And once I got the MRI report back, they said, okay, this is worse than we thought. You have a spinal infection. There's an infection in your disc. It's now in your bone. It's also now an abscess by your spinal cord. And they said, this is life-threatening. So I had to take a medical flight to a private flight to Florida. Sat down with an infectious disease specialist, and he says, Josh, here's your best case scenario. Best case scenario is you're going to have chronic pain the rest of your life, and you'll be the first person to know anytime bad weather comes through. He said, worst case scenario is you're going to be permanently disabled. He said, this is really serious, the fact that it's spread to these areas of your spine and close to the spinal cord. And I'll tell you what, Lance, there are emotions I'd never experienced before that I experienced over the next 24 hours, despair, hopelessness, going down the rabbit hole of thinking about, okay, I was just lifting weights and doing squats and swimming and cycling and running, and then went and get this procedure done, which I didn't have to get done. I just thought, well, it'd get me to 100%. And this happened. And so, you know, for 24 hours, my mind and spirit, I just felt like a wreck. And finally, I woke up the next day and I realized, you know what? My God is bigger than this. This isn't serving me, and I need to get my mind right. And so I started believing and I started really praying and visualizing with God and saying, Lord, what is the best you have for me? And I pictured myself throwing my 3-year-old daughter up in the air again and, you know, getting back to actually even better than I was before and believing that God would heal me and praying and believing for a miracle. And so, and you know, and Lance, I've read all the scientific articles, and one of the things that I don't think most people are aware of as they should be, and that is your mind and of course your spirit, we know this from the Bible, but they have an amazing ability to heal. Our, you know, Jesus says your faith has healed you, or your belief has helped you heal, right? So we see that and we know that. And there's actually now something in science today we call neuroplasticity, where your body will start creating new neural pathways, sending growth factors, stem cells, and other healing factors called growth factors to an area to help it regenerate and heal. And so what I did is I said, you know what? I'm going to go at this 100%. I'm going to be praying every day, and I'm going to follow a natural protocol to help myself heal this infection. To get better than this doctor said I would be, because I think he thought, even from sharing that probably, you know, middle of the road, the most likely case was I was going to have a permanent disability, not be able to walk properly, maybe be in a wheelchair. And so I went and I started a lot of natural treatments. I did some conventional for a very short time, actually 1/3 of the time that a lot of doctors recommend. So I got on antibiotics for 4 weeks. I also got in a hyperbaric chamber 2 hours a day to help increase my oxygen supply. I started taking a lot of vitamins and supplements, bone broth and lots of collagen, started doing turmeric, started doing certain greens, all kinds of supplements. I ate pretty much meat, vegetables, and berries. And again, was just praying for healing and believing I was going to be healed. By the way, I do want to say, Lance, this time last year that we're doing this interview right now, I wasn't able to walk yet. And I started, after about 1 month, I started feeling a little bit better. And then about 1% better a day. I didn't walk for almost an entire year. It was 10 months plus 2 months on a walker. And finally, I was able to, this past June, I wanted to be able to, the first time I walked, I was able to officiate my sister-in-law's wedding. And then now I just was playing with my daughter, throwing her up in the air in the pool. And I'm actually better than the doctor even said I would be, the infectious disease specialist that was overseeing my care. And so I, you know what, praise God. I'm just so grateful that I have my health back. I'm not 100% yet. I'm probably 80%, but by the end of this year, I will be back to 100% without any symptoms whatsoever. And so, yeah, so that's been my past year and a half is, you know, 12 months of those is not walking. And I learned so much through that process of how people can heal. But what I found was really there's several key components to healing. One of those, which Jordan and I have been teaching for years, which is eat this, not that, using food as medicine. But now one of the other things that I realized I was going through this process was mindset medicine, or think this, not that, is just important. In fact, even more important for us healing and living our best life possible. And so I wrote a new book. It's called Think This, Not That. And the book really dives deep into here's how to heal body, mind, and spirit. Here's how to live your best life possible. And big thing is here's how to overcome limiting beliefs and experience a breakthrough in your life. And one of the things I found is there are so many people today who have a limiting belief about their health. For instance, a lot of doctors will go to people and say, hey, you've got to be on this drug the rest of your life, or hey, you have to live with this medical condition, it's irreversible. When the reality is the majority of diseases, I would say over 90%, are completely reversible. And so that's part of, so this whole thing I've experienced over the past year is really what inspired me to write the book.
Wow, you unloaded an awful lot there. Let me see if I can ask the question that goes right to the heart of this. Are you saying that if you had not changed the pattern of the way you were focusing and thinking, and then you want maybe explain a little bit about this neuroplasticity, yeah, that there's a link somewhere between the emotional, mental focus and how the physiology of the body responds to that? So if you had done all these other things, but you continued to obsess on the dark hole of your misfortune and why is this happening to me and what if the doctor, what if I never, are you saying that would have impacted and negatively maybe even thwarted your recovery?
100%. And by the way, we know, I know this is biblical from what we read in the Bible in terms of life and death is in the power of the tongue. life and death is in your beliefs, you know, in your faith. And so it's so important to know that. So number one, I think these are biblical principles. Number two, the scientific evidence really proves this. In fact, we've all heard of these terms, but I want to give an example of this called the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. Now, the placebo effect, we found during World War I, there was a physician who discovered that, so what happened in World War I is they ran out of morphine. And these soldiers who had lost limbs were in debilitating pain, of course. And so a doctor, when he ran out of morphine, he said, well, I need to give them something. So he started giving them essentially sugar pills and telling them this is morphine. And they saw over a 30% reduction in pain. In fact, over 30% of those patients saw the exact same amount of pain relief in a sugar pill as they did in taking morphine, which is one of the strongest drugs in the entire planet. So that was a clue in really some of the early stages of research. Now, later on, there was something called the nocebo effect. And I want to give you a case study. This is a real medical case study. There was a man who was given 3 months to live and told he had liver cancer. And the man died 3 months later. Well, they went and did an autopsy on this man, and they found that he didn't have liver cancer. In fact, he had a small benign tumor on his liver, which could have been removed, and he could have lived a full life, another 30 years. And there are thousands and thousands of cases like that to where people believed that they were going to die and they died, or people that were given a death sentence. My own mom was given only a 40% chance to live, and she was able to beat cancer. She's in her 70s now. This was, you know, probably, let's see here, 16, 17 years ago. And she was given 40%. Jordan Rubin, who's been on here, he may or may not have shared this yet, but he had testicular cancer, was given like a 1% chance to live and is still alive today. And so all that being said, yes, we see that via the Bible, we see it via the medical evidence. And then with neuroplasticity, what happens is if you believe you're going to heal, I believe this is through your spirit and the way it acts on the nerve system, but your brain will start creating new neural pathways and sending stem cells to the area. What stem cells are is they can turn into anything. So if you have, let's say, a major injury to an area, and let's say there's even nerve damage, well, your body can create new nerve tissue. It can create new neural pathways and stem cells that will then create the new tissue, creating that, you know, the tissue you need in order to completely repair the area. So my answer is yes. I know that if I would not have believed the right things and not believed that God was going to heal me, then I don't believe that I would be back, you know, lifting weights and running and playing with my kids and doing all the things right now I feel so blessed to be able to do.
All right. So would you have what is interesting about this is that you put together something for my people and that you're personally going to help us with, because I've got an audience that is really tracking with all of this right now. And it doesn't just focus on the mindset, but it focuses on us. And there has to be an aspect of nutrition and exercise and mindset, because that whole system has to work as one. It can't be just mental without the physical also. So, you've got but you're renowned for doing coaching frankly, it can be expensive at times. Tell us what you're going to do for these guys that's going to help them, because I really believe my demographic is ready for this message.
Yeah. So what I wanted to be able to do, I usually have a program that's around, it's over $600, and I have patients go through this and they've experienced breakthroughs. I'm talking about people reversing everything from type 2 diabetes to autoimmune disease, or people that just feel like they need more energy, or they want to increase their longevity or honor God with their body. We've seen amazing breakthroughs. You know, as I went through this process, I realized I wanted to help people heal in body, mind, and spirit. I wanted to help them think at another level, live at another level. And so we put together a program that's, again, it's actually worth thousands of dollars. Then we were bringing it down to 600. And for your group, all the way down to $47 for the next few days only. And what it includes is my new book, Think This, Not That. It's the best book I've ever written. We're getting rave reviews on it that just released this past week. Also, we have a success roadmap. Really, it's designed to help you think at another level. Also, a program guidebook. We have weekly meal plans with recipes. So if you do want to eat using food as medicine, we go through the exact top healing foods that really taste incredible. I have an entire resource library. Here's the other thing. And by the way, Lance, I told you, I never do this, but I'm actually jumping in and acting as a as a practitioner in the way of helping people do group coaching to reach a higher level of health. And so I'm going to be leading some of these Q&As and group coaching sessions to help people. So people are going to be able to have a private group, ask me questions. I'm going to be answering many of those questions and the other people and the other doctors and coaches that I work with that are on my team. And there's some other bonuses I don't even have on here, but like a live event I did on this, and that with some amazing speakers and a whole lot more. And again, that's typically over $600. It's $47 today. If anybody wants to take advantage of this, and I just got to say this, Lance, for me, like this information saved and changed my life. You know, it saved my mom, as I talked about, beating cancer naturally for myself. It's helped me now be able to walk again and live my best life possible. And so whether somebody just wants to get a little bit healthier or you really need a breakthrough, it's an amazing program. But again, for really body, mind, and spirit.
Wow. All right. So let me go over this again. So this is usually like 600 or more to get a hold of you for as a coach, because you're a coach of coaches. You're a doctor in your own right. But the book, guidebook, there's a dashboard also. Is that also included in this? Yeah. Like some way that people can keep track?
Yeah. There were so many things on here that we wanted to be able to offer. I didn't list them all, but that's included as well.
All right, so people can track that. There's a resource library, weekly meal plans, and then you've got yourself and other dedicated coaches that are leading the group. How long is the program again?
It's 6 weeks, and people can start when we start, but also they can really pick up anytime with the course. But it really is it's really incredible.
$47, folks. Listen, I've bought belts that cost more than that. this is an amazing offer, and I can, and you've got live events also that are going to these folks are going to be able to get invited to. I'm thinking, if you're in Facebook or Instagram right now, this book, which is Think This, Not That, is part of this. Just put the comment, get this, in the chat thread, and I'm going to send you a link to this special 6-week coaching program. Just put it in the chat thread in Facebook or Instagram, get this, and I'm going to send it your way. Because this is kind of you're mentioning people getting results already. You've been kind of like practicing since you've made the breakthrough. You're helping experiment with other people. Tell me about the nutritional advice you're giving in this course, because that sounds like you were doing some tweaking there for your own recovery. I'm wondering what your latest insight is on the nutritional aspect.
Yeah, one of the things that I know, and I know Jordan has probably shared this, but obviously some foods are more healing than others. We know that there are foods in the Bible that are talked about with incredible healing properties, everything from pomegranate to figs to olives and certain herbs. And so in this program, we include a lot of the foods that we know have the greatest regenerative properties. And that's really the future of medicine. It's what we'd call regenerative medicine or cellular healing medicine, to where your body can regenerate tissues. I'll give you an example of this. A lot of people don't realize this. Our organs typically regenerate almost every year. Your liver is new every 365 days. Your thyroid is new. Your pancreas, your heart. So most of our organs are constantly turning over new cells, regenerating, healing. But a lot of people aren't experiencing full healing. And the reason is that when we're eating foods that are inflammatory, foods that have too much sugar or hydrogenated oils or additives that aren't food at all, that's going to cause inflammation. So really our cells can't regenerate properly. So what I've done is put together a list of foods as part of this program that really help with cellular regeneration and cellular healing. And I think this is important to recognize too, is that the great thing about this health plan is that it's easy. You know, I don't tell people they can't do chocolate cake or they can't do chicken parmesan or even pizza. We just find the healing ingredients to use instead. And so rather than using, for instance, white processed flour that's been bleached and has all these chemicals in it as well, because the grain's been sprayed with glyphosate and other things, well, instead we give you an example of, hey, here's how to make this with sourdough bread or a crust, or with almond flour, things like that. Hey, use a pasta sauce, but use the organic kind. You know, instead of eating this type of fruit, like a banana, instead do these blueberries or pomegranate or figs or some of these fruits that have higher levels of antioxidants that will better support cellular regeneration and longevity and support your body in healing. And so really, we've gotten feedback that the eating plan is really doable and easy. You just have to find, it's easy to get today, you know, go to a health food store or Sprouts or Whole Foods, or even a lot of the bigger stores have these now. But yeah, the eating plan, the great thing is we lay out every meal plan for people and they can keep this forever. That's the great thing. I mean, you'll know what I recommend, Jordan Rubin recommends to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, desserts. You get to keep all the information and use it for the rest of your life.
You know, what's great about you guys is you really do impact lifestyle. I mean, I do a lot of these interviews and a lot of these shows. We have, I guess, I don't know how many, we've been doing it for years now. But when I talk to you, they have the most enduring impact. I think it's because God called you into this. There are some people that are entrepreneurs. They make a living doing stuff. But this is like, and even your personal journey, God takes you into a territory where you have to be an absolutely ruthless and sincere practitioner for the sake of your family, for the sake of your mom, for the sake of you. And I think that's, I learned stuff from you guys that I practice. Very few people do I do interviews and I walk away and I'm practicing and doing exactly what you said. So I'm curious about one thing, because Jordan and I never talked about it. What is the physical exercise component? Because you got old people, young people. What are you doing that's universal in here that anyone can do, that I could do when I'm traveling in a hotel? What have you got here?
Well, I'll tell you, one of my biggest epiphanies over the past many years is that when I read the research on the type of exercise that increases our lifespan the most, I thought for sure it was going to be weightlifting. Many years ago, everyone thought it was endurance cardiovascular exercise. All the latest research, Lance, shows that walking is the number one form of exercise people can do to live longer. Is walking. Now, I do think there's some other recommendations for exercises that we have for people once a week doing intense cardiovascular activity. So not every day, just one time a week for 20 minutes, that's it. And you can really do everything you need to do to build your lung capacity, something known as your VO2 max. The other thing is weight training. If you can do weights even just twice a week for 20 minutes, you know, you're able to start building bone density, adding on muscle mass and preventing the loss of it. And that's great as well. But the single best exercise for you to live longer and really fulfill for most people their God-given purpose in life, which you can do by, and for many of us, we want to maximize our lifespan and be as healthy as we can be in our 70s, 80s, and 90s. But it's just walking, you know, walking with a friend to where you're a little out of breath, but you can still have a conversation. That counts. And so in Chinese medicine, this goes way back. They would say, you know, we have this saying in America, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. They had a similar saying, and it was 10,000 steps a day keeps the doctor away. So it's about 30 to 40 minutes of walking a day. So if people can get outside and walk, you know, once to twice daily from anywhere from even 10 minutes to 30 minutes or an hour, and you know, it's very healing. But really, our number one recommendation is walking. If you just walk, hey, you're doing everything you need to do in the program. Now, for people that are more advanced than that, we have some other recommendations for doing some light, some weights and one day a week of more what we call high-intensity interval cardio. But that's really, you know, some of the exercise, feedback and training that we recommend.
I love this. Just real quick, because we only have a few minutes left, tell me what the success path roadmap actually is.
Yeah. So again, one of the things that I think you've probably noticed and people are getting from this is that, you know, we really like to have a health GPS for people, helping them chart their course. And so we do a whole program of helping people with goal setting. And I have a process I bring through people through, and it's called visualization to realization. Now, I actually start with one thing before that, and that's prioritization and people being able to be aware of, here's your top priorities in life. Here's what matters most. Your time with God, your faith, your family, your health and fitness level, you know, your work and finances, your career, and being aware of these things, and then going, okay, well, let's visualize, because this is the way your brain and nervous system work. It's even, it works that way to where God told Abraham, hey, Abraham, look at the stars of the sky. So numerous will your descendants be, right? So God used this even with a lot of his people. But that being said, we bring you through that process of, hey, here's how to visualize this. The next step is, so we prioritize, visualize, strategize. Here's the exact strategy you need to follow. And part of that is the goal setting. And then here's the good habits you need to start implementing into your life in order to achieve success in whether it be your career or your health or a relationship. And then you're going to realize those results. But really, that's part of what that is.
I love it. So this, listen, folks, you're going to have your own success path roadmap with the program guidebook, your dashboard, simple to use. I love it's prioritizing, visualizing, strategizing. It's not that this is nothing really is changing in terms of what I've been teaching, but the specificity of application is where I think the breakthrough is going to happen, because I haven't been able to get people into exactly what do they need to be doing physically in terms of eating or exercise or these other areas of mindset integrated. So this is only $47 for the book and the dashboard, the resource library, the weekly meal plans, the coaching, the group. I would say one of the great secrets of this is the fact that you do it with other people. I learned this a while ago doing these programs. I'd invest in these expensive management programs. And what I learned is if I didn't have a buddy who was with me in the program, I literally paid for people to go to programs with me so that we would implement it together, because it's like a running buddy. I didn't get up early to go out and do any walking or workouts if someone wasn't there that I was disappointing by not showing up. So the group idea is incredible. I think husbands and wives, many of you are going to see this is going to be a great way of increasing even the quality of your time together. Because if you do a regimen for eating, like with Annabelle, it's so critical that she's on the same page with me because she's preparing it. So I want to make sure we're both doing the same course at the same time. Great for couples. So once again, go to lancewalner.com/get this. If you're listening to this or watching this on Facebook or Instagram, I'll send you a link. Just put get this in the comments section. And I guarantee this is going to be a life changer for people. And I'm so glad you're back on your feet. I had no idea that it was that serious. I guess you can't advertise all that information when you're going through it. But in retrospect, that was quite a journey you went through.
It was. It was unbelievable. It was completely unexpected, you know. And one of the things you sort of alluded to earlier is that, you know, God turns pain and turns it into purpose. And I found that when my mom beat cancer, you know, had cancer the first time. You know, I remember when I was a kid, Lance, and my mom, I was in junior high, bringing a comb through her hair, losing all her hair as she went through chemo and all of the pain she went through, and thinking, well, how is God going to use this? And even being very young, I thought two things. One, I want to help people. This is why I became a doctor. And also I thought, there has to be a better way, a more natural way, which led me into this field of natural medicine. And the same thing now I'm really finding as I went through this process, I know more now about healing and reversing disease than I ever did before. And so that's why, again, we started this program. In fact, this program originally was over $2,000. And I just started realizing I want everyone to be able to get it. So we brought it down to 600. And this is the first time we've ever offered it for this, is the 47. It's the first Crazy. Time I've ever been directly involved in doing the coaching before some of my other coaches did. Now it's going to be, I'm highly involved. And so, yeah, I really believe that this program is going to help people experience health breakthroughs, life breakthroughs like they've never experienced.
And, you know, just so my audience knows this, you know, Josh here has got his doctorate from Palmer College, Master of Science in Organizational Leadership from Johns Hopkins University. And so when he's talking about mindset and medicine, he's not talking about it like somebody who is just discovering, hey, you have to renew your mind, you know. He's talking like a practitioner and a scientist who had to apply everything he ever knew at a whole new level in order to be able to get his own physical recovery back. I mean, imagine being at the epitome of health and instruction and one day waking up and you can't walk. This, the mindset that you had to apply in order for you to get this breakthrough, I could see how you literally had a moment of realization where if I don't take responsibility for changing what I'm doing here and practicing whatever God shows me, I might be finished. You can't settle for the medical prognosis. And I guarantee the devil shows up on the day. The Bible says, having done all to stand in the evil day. There are such a thing as evil days. And those are the days when the enemy shows up. And all you've got then is your history with God and what you know from the Word. And the Bible does say that for lack of knowledge, my people perish. But somehow God gave you the knowledge you needed. If you go back right now, just tell me the one big lie that you discovered that you had to deal with, the one big thought battle that you took on that was to you an aha that you had to throw down and say, no, I'm going to change the way I think about that. Can you recall that?
Yeah, and I've had a lot through my life, but with this one in particular, it was, here's what the lie was. I'll never be as good as I was before this. Even if I do heal some, I'll never be able to get back to as healthy as I was before. That was a lie that started creeping in that Satan started. And I don't want to say it's a voice, but again, that was something, a thought that I had in my head. And I had to take that thought captive and say, that's not true. You know, God's more powerful than that. I'm going to be completely healed and better than I was before. And that's what I replaced it with. And Lance, that's something that people have to do, is you can't just say, I'm not going to think that. You need to replace the lie with something that's true. And so that's what I had to do. You know, and I think there's a lot of people today that have these beliefs about themselves or about God. It could be, I'm not smart, or I'm not beautiful, or I'm not talented enough, or the doctor told me that I have to be on this drug the rest of my life, or hey, it's my genetics are bad and my parents had this, so all of this. We believe all of these lies, and it's important to realize that anything that doesn't serve your future and others and God well, it's a lie. And so you need to be able to take those thoughts captive and replace those with new empowering beliefs. For instance, God is for me, not against me. By his stripes I am healed. And knowing these truths, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I had to know, this is what I thinketh in my heart. This is what I believe. And then that's what my future will be. And I had to embrace this. You know, it's almost like an organ transplant. You know, somebody could have a diseased heart or organ in their body. And we have to go and replace that. It's a mindset, it's a belief, it's a faith transplant that we have in order for ourselves to be truly well.
Man, I love that. Listen, there's a great quote, Doc, I'm going to share with you, that the Lord gave me once when we were talking about this concept of the battle in the mind. And it was this: your agreements authorize the spirit realm. In other words, what you agree with is an authorization. Your agreements authorize. And so when you agree with a prognosis or a conclusion, it sets in motion a series of consequences. So your agreements authorize your experience. But for the Pentecostal world out there, your agreements authorize the spirit realm that sets up your experience. And for some of the people out there that are right now dealing with depression or are post, you know, the COVID era fatigue and all of that stuff, what you have to realize is there's a nutritional aspect, there's a physiologic aspect, and there's a mental aspect to being able to authorize a new level of breakthrough. And I agree with you. I think I just became a grandparent. And so my daughter-in-law just had a baby. What a great experience. And so people are joking around, call me grandpa. And I started thinking, well, now, how do I identify that? Do I identify that as, yes, this is the sunlight of my life, this is when I begin to descend as a grandparent? Or do I look at it like, actually, I'm going to be a different kind of grandparent. I'm going to be the kind that is able to run the full race. My dad died at 99 years old, and he was still licensed to practice law, so he was 93. He was crazy. Wow. That's my inheritance. I have to say that, or right away I'm in agreement with, well, you know, I am getting older. I could tell. Annabelle and I are now grandparents. It really has to do with agreements authorize something. I'm telling you guys, you need to get a hold of this for $47. I can't recommend it strong enough. You want to go to lancewinlow.com/ get this. If you're in Facebook or Instagram, just write the comment, get this. Two words, or if Chelsea's really, I think she's so sharp, she probably has it as one word. If you put it as one word, we'll get it to you. I want to get you a link. Any final thoughts, Doc? We went a few minutes over, but this was so interesting. I didn't want to stop. Final thought?
Yeah, I'll say this is that I think there's a lot of people, Lance, that are one belief away from the total breakthrough in their life. One belief. You know, I've had times in my life, whether it's this condition or when I was in high school, I had a teacher told me I wasn't smart. So I literally almost didn't become a doctor and we almost wouldn't be doing this interview. But I later on realized, you know what? I am smart. I am capable. I went from having a 2.3 GPA in high school to a 3.9 GPA at Johns Hopkins. And the only difference between that happening was I started believing right. And so there's a lot of people that don't have maybe the right beliefs about God or themselves or their health. And this book or program is really going to help them align both the nutritional aspect and health aspect, the mindset aspect, the spirit aspect, in order to create breakthrough in their life. And again, I'm so honored to be on today. I'm so honored to be able to serve your audience and help them experience breakthroughs in their health and mind. And again, just a real honor. Well, so thanks again.
Thank you, Dr. X. There'll be hundreds of thousands of people listening to this broadcast, watching this broadcast. And once again, as I'm signing off, I want to remind you, the reason why people like this are important is because mastery is in the distinctions. When you get to a certain realm, in any field, the thing that differentiates the real masters from the great practitioners is the quality of distinction that they make. And nothing forces you to make better distinctions than a life and death personal struggle. And that's the reason why I want you to get a hold of this, lancewalnut.com. The final chance I'm going to give you right now, / get this, and you're going to be grateful you did. God bless you. Thanks, Doc. Look forward to talking to you again shortly. Once we get this out there a little while, my people are going to give questions to me and we're going to come back. We'll have to do a quick follow-up because a lot of people I know are going to be interested in this course. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be the wrap right now. I can't believe we're already at the end of this program. It happens. Always amazes me how quickly this time flies. Think this, not that. 12 mind shifts to break through limiting beliefs and become who you were born to be. But this course here with the dashboard, 6 weeks, indispensable. And I appreciate the fact that he made this one offer so inexpensive that virtually, listen, if $47 is what? It's a $23 a piece for a couple for 6 weeks coaching with this kind of quality material. The meal plan alone, I think I spent a couple hundred dollars on a meal plan I never used from somebody. All right, I love you guys. We're going to see you again tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. It's extremely important. We have a very special broadcast prepared. I'll see you then.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.